A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 21st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about attempts by the opposition to forge a coalition ahead of the 2018 election.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Chinhu chinonzi memorandum of understanding igwaro rinopa chibvumirano chemapolitical parties chekuti takuzoshanda tose asi hachitaure mashandiro azvichaitwa chikubvumirana chete kuti takuzoshanda tese saka memorandum of understanding iyi inotanga nekutaura zvokuti chii chakaipa muZimbabwe zvakakosa chikosha sei kuti mapato abatane yotaura iyo kuti chakakosha kuti mapato abatane kuda kuwandudza mavhoti achatorwa na presidential candidate uye zvekuwirirana kuti chawana presidential candidate mumwe chete asi yobva yaenda kuzotaura zvakare kuti pachasarudzwa vanhu vaviri vaviri kubva mupolitical party imwe chete vachabva kuNPP vachabva kuMDC vachange vachiita nhaurirano yekuti coalition iyi kana kuti alliance iyi ichafambiswa sei so muenzaniso kuti maMP tichamasarudza sei
netusa kakhulu nguhosman oncube ubaba singakhohlwa ukuthi eqala ukuhlamuka kuMDC vele kwathiwa ungumthengisi udlisitheni ngowezana kodwa into aseyenzile usetshengisa ubufakazi ukuthi vele yena ngokwakhe is just an opportunist politician uyasetshenziswa it's very sad
ukuvumelana indlela yokusebenzisana indawonye lokuthi sizosebenzisana njani kodwa kuningi kuzavela kuzakhulunywa kuyiwa phambili.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about attempts by Zimbabwe's opposition parties to forge an alliance to challenge the 37-year reign of President Robert Mugabe and his ruling ZANU-PF party.
MDCT President Moken Tsvangirai, former Vice President Joyce Mchuru of the National People's Party and MDC leader Professor Walshman Ngobe signed a memorandum of understanding that political analysts say will lead to the formation of a coalition of opposition parties to challenge the ruling ZANU-PF party in the 2018 general elections. The parties have been engaging in secret talks for months.
But can a coalition work? Zimbabwe has more than 50 registered political parties, several of which have set their eyes on the grand prize of the presidency in 2018. But if sentiments by analysts or even the country's president are anything to go by, individually or as a coalition, the opposition parties are not a match against him or his revolutionary and incumbent ZANU-PF party, fractured as it is by alleged factionalism.
Now, if you wish to join the show, you can actually watch us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, 001-202-465-0318. And we've got a number that you can call, 001-202-619-2077. So, let's talk right now.
Honguka hamawadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchifona kuti muchitipewo pfungwa dzenyu pakuti zvakakosha sei kuti mapato anopikisa munyika anga achishanda pamwe chete kuti anga achikwikwidzana neZANU-PF musarudzo dzegore rinouya. Vamwe vanoti aiwa kutungana kwembudzi hapana chinobuda asi vamwe vari kuti vanofanira kubatana nekuti charai chimwe hachitswanye inda. Toda kunzwawo kubva kwamuri kuti muri kuonawo sei nyaya iyi nekuti svondo rino takaona vatsvangirai vachinyorerana chibvumirano kutanga naamai Joyce Mujuru vebato reNPP vachizonyorerana chimwe chibvumiranozve namuzvinafundo Washman Ncube neZuro Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke blessing. Zulu kalindaba lingalithola njani lapha elikhona khona ngapho? Dina lapha ke siyaphila. Ye. Ingxoxo egudwini ungazuye ngapha eZimbabwe kukhulunywa khona ukuthi sokulesivumelwano esilotshwe yi-MDCT kaMorgan Tsvangirai kuzobuya ke le-MDC kaProfessor Washman Ncube kuzobuya njalo nje lebandla likaJoyce Mjuru i-National People's Party. So ke abantu babuza ukuthi kambe kuya ngapi khonoku njalo nxa sokubuya ukukhetho kambe kuzadingwa njani laba bazamela idala lePhalamende leSenate njalo lo mongameli. So ke nathi udaba zulu kandaba asixoxele.
Of course, to help us to dissect this issue is MDC spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
For a start, Mr. Gutu, thank you so much for joining us. But it seems as if the memorandum of agreement, the document itself, is only, you know, in the hands of these parties, and we can't access it. Is it possible for us to get it so that we can analyze it? And then secondly, where do you think this coalition is going?
Gibbs, let me start by just saying that the memorandum of understanding, the MOU, is obviously for now not yet in the public domain, because, as you know, this is work in progress. It's an MOU. It's not yet a coalition pact. So I want listeners to be able to distinguish between a memorandum of understanding and a coalition pact. Those are two very distinct concepts or very distinct agreements. A memorandum of understanding is exactly what it is. It's a memorandum of understanding. It's like setting the ground for eventually arriving at with a coalition. So maybe in the fullness of time, the full details of the MOU will be in the public domain. But for now, since this is work in progress, it was not very apt, it was not very strategic to put the full details of the MOU or the MOUs into the public domain. But listeners should understand that, like I've already indicated, this is work in progress. An MOU is like part of the roadmap towards a coalition. And a lot of things are happening, and as they happen, and as and when matters are then ripe enough for public announcements, they will be announced, as has happened with the two MOUs between our party and the NPP and also the MDC led by Professor Washington Muller. So listeners should just be patient. Like I've already indicated, a lot of things are happening, and happening very rapidly, but there is actually a very good indication that eventually there's a real big likelihood of a grand coalition to face the ZANU-PF regime in next year's election.
But President Robert Mugabe has already preempted this attempt at forming a grand coalition, saying that it won't work. He actually said 0 + 0 = 0.
We are not surprised. What I can tell you, blessing, what I can also tell the listeners is that ZANU-PF is actually cracking in their boots. If you notice the amount of space like that has been given in ZANU-PF controlled media, let me just make reference here to the Herald. The number of stories that are specifically targeting it at trashing the MOUs, you can almost tell that the ZANU-PF regime is in panic mode, because, as you know, once they feel threatened, they throw caution to the wind. And you can then judge by the amount of the intensity of the opposition to a concept. Then you realize that they really fear that something big is coming, because the amount of space that has been devoted to trying to rubbish the MOUs in the Herald for today and yesterday is just indicative of the fact that ZANU-PF is in panic mode. And of course, you can't expect President Mugabe to publicly admit that he's scared of a coalition. But I can assure you that in his heart of hearts, if there's one thing that he fears, and that he fears very, very much, it's a coalition. Because he knows that the coming together of opposition parties will strengthen the opposition parties as they face the Zanu-PF regime, and more particularly as they fight for electoral reforms. Because the issue here is we should never ever forget about electoral reforms. The Zanu-PF regime is banned on maintaining an uneven electoral playing field because they know that once the electoral reforms are put in place, then they are history. So we should always appreciate that as we talk about the MOUs, as we talk about the Grand Coalition, let's not ever forget about the electoral reforms, because those are central, those are actually key to having the plebiscite next year being free and fair.
Yeah, I wanted to say, but of course, it's not only ZANU-PF that is criticizing this pact. Even fellow opposition parties are saying no. And one such party is the Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, led by, of course, your former Treasurer General, Elton Mangoma. And we have the spokesperson, Mr. Pishaya Muchaoraya. Gibbs, Mr. Muchaoraya is opposing this pact.
So, Mr. Muchaoraya, why are you opposing this pact?
We are not necessarily opposing the pact per se, but we are saying we've got two issues regarding that pact. One is by going to a memorandum of understanding, it means it's like moving 10 steps backwards when we've already formed the code, which is Coalition of Democrats, which is a coalition which is in existence. So we can't come from an existing coalition to a memorandum of understanding. It doesn't make any sense. It is not reasonable for any right thing in Zimbabwe. Secondly, we cannot, as RDZ, we also cannot work with those ZANU-PF elements like Joyce Mujuru and Didmus Mudasa. We will not do that.
Mr. Gutu?
That will be shy there.
Can you respond to that?
Yes, I appreciate what Mr. Mchaura is just in, stating. I understand. I've talked to his party boss before, to Mgoma Elton, and I appreciate that his stance is, look, they have their accord and they think it's already a coalition. But you are saying here, a memorandum of understanding, like I've already indicated, is part of the roadmap towards a grand coalition. Mm-hmm. For now, I'm sure Pishai will be the first one to agree with me that CORD is not an electoral coalition. CORD is just a coalition maybe that was formed by a number of political parties, including Mr. Mangoma's party, to fight, I believe, also for electoral reforms. But I'm not too sure whether it is an electoral pact or an electoral coalition. My understanding of CORD is that it is not. It is not an electoral coalition, unless if they have upgraded it to a coalition. But that would be news to me, because I thought all along it was actually a coalition formed specifically as parties were fighting for electoral reforms, just we have NERA, in the same way that we have NERA, which I believe that Mr. Mangoma's party, I think they are also part of NERA. So really, you have parties that are part of both NERA and CORD. And as you know, NERA is specifically for electoral reforms. That is the National Electoral Reform Agenda. So I don't know of any political coalition that has been formed in Zimbabwe by opposition parties as of now, unless if CORD has just been upgraded to a political coalition. Right, I hear Pishai saying, okay, they can't work with Dr. Joyce Mujuru because she's ZANU-PF. We appreciate that. Okay, fine. Everyone has got a history. And if we're going to adopt that with respect, I'll call it a radical or fundamentalist approach to politics, then we're not going to reach anywhere. I'll give the example of Kenya. Everyone who has studied Kenyan history would know that the man who is the president now, President Uhuru Kenyatta, and his Deputy President William Ruto, in 2007, they were actually at the opposite end of the political divide in Kenya. They were sworn political enemies. They were fighting. If you remember the violence that happened in Kenya after the December 2007 election, William Ruto and Uhuru Kenyatta, they were sworn enemies. And right now, what is happening? They have a coalition. Uhuru Kenyatta, president. William Ruto, vice president. So if you are going to approach politics in a way, say, if you have been my enemy before, then I cannot work with you in the future. I don't think that's a...
a progressive approach to politics. Politics is a dynamic game, and as they say, there are neither permanent friends nor permanent enemies, but permanent interests. So when you look at it, we are saying, what is our interest? Our interest is to defeat the ZANU-PF dictatorship. And if it means that I have to work with Pisai or Mukoma Elton Mangoma, so be it. We don't necessarily have to be friends. We don't necessarily have to like each other. But if we've got a common interest, why not? Why can't we work together? I mean, that is our approach. And I believe that is a dynamic and progressive approach to modern-day politics.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We are being told that we are having problems connecting with Mr. Muchaurai, but of course we'll try to call him back. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about attempts by opposition parties to forge an alliance to challenge the 37-year reign of President Robert Mugabe and his Liberation War Party, ZANU-PF. And of course, there are some in the opposition who are saying that they are not going to be part of that alliance. And of course, there is pressure from some Zimbabweans who want the opposition parties to unite. Yet some critics are saying, united or not, it's going to be an uphill task to defeat President Robert Mugabe. Gibbs.
Yes, lemlali zelomlenga kakhulu sibile vela kini khona ngapha uMasibaba Mahle. Okuqala ke esingazobala lapha uvela kuJabu, uJabu Sikhosana. Uthi yes, siyakubona lokho sokwenziwe ukuthi kulomanyano ozama kubunjwa. Kodwa umanyano lo uya ngapi? Siyakudinga siyakuswela. Kuzobuya njalo ke omunye obhalileyo uthi uNjabulo Spanda. UNjabulo Spanda yena uthi ye kuhle kakhulu khonoko sokwenzakele. Silethemba lokuthi kuzaphumelela njalo ke kuyakhitshwa ibandla leZANU-PF esikhundleni. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu babambisane ukwenza ukuthi iZimbabwe ibe lokuthuthuka okumangalisayo. Then sibe sithiwa lomunye ke uthi uNoma. UNoma ke ubhala ngesikhiwa uthi, this is a happy moment for Zimbabwe. This is what we've been looking for. It doesn't matter whoever is going to get any position in this kind of coalition that is being formed. So we are happy that things are happening. So let it be. And then we've got Hani Moyo, says Mr. Mugabe must go because, we are tired of him. So this coalition, I hope, is going to work. And then we've got Simbili, who writes, whatever is going to happen in the next elections, we hope for the best, and this coalition is going to bring a lot of good things to Zimbabwe. Yeah. So what you may call up again, blessing.
Tombo Zokira Kunava Gutu. I'm being told we have another
guest, Dr.
Kuleko Spanda.
Yes.
Maybe let's just talk to him briefly before we go back to Mr. Gutu. Dr. Spanda, good evening. We can hardly hear you. There is feedback on your phone. Dr. Spanda? Let's try to call him back because it's that noise. We can hardly hear him. Let's try to call back Dr. Spanda. Tozokera kwa muri vagutu. Taona iko zvino manyorerana zvipumbirano izvi zvekuedza kuita mushandira pamwe nemapato mairi chete. Tingatarisire kuti mune ramangwana muchanyorerana pasi here nevamwe nekuti mapato acho aripo aya ifararira.
Listen, ndosaka ndati muchirungu iwork in progress. Pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika zvokuti mazuva mashoma anotevera zvimboshamisa. Kunzwa zve kuti pari kuitwa mamwe ma MOU nemamwe mapato ezvematongerwe enyika. Asi pari zvino handingatauri hangu kuti nevapi nevapi. Asi kutaura hakusi kumira, kutaura kuri kuenderera mberi, hakuna kutanga nhasi kwakatanga kudhara chaizvo, kwakatanga kare kare, nanhasi kuri kungoenderera mberi. Toda kuti vateereri vazive chete kuti chiripo, chinangwa chiripo ndechekuti mapato ava nomuonero umwe chete, mapato mazhinji. Muonero umwe chete uyu ndewokuti tinofanirwa kuti tiite chirwirangwe nekuti chipuka chatiri kurwisa chinonzi ZANU chipuka chinonetsa pakuti icho chiri kuramba chakatsika madziro kunyanya nyanya pakuramba kugadzirisa nyaya dzemaelectoral reforms. saka takaona kuti tikada kurwa tiri mumwe nomwe ari pake oga nzwi redu ariite mutsindo nokuti tiye taita rumwe rumwe asi tikabatana torwira chinhu chimwe chete chokuti kana tichirwira nyaya yemaelectoral reforms tikarwa takabatana tiri tose secoalition nzwi redu rinonzwika kupfuura kuti tirwe tiri rumwe norumwe tinoziva kuti kune mapata anopfuura makumi mana more than 40 political parties in Zimbabwe saka tikati imwe neimwe izvirwire ichiti toda mareform nzwi racho harina soita mutsindo zvosiyana nekuti mukaita makawanda makabatana mune chinangwa chimwe chete nzwi renyu rinonzwika munotaura zvine mutsindo ndo chinangwa chiripo ndosaka ndada kuramba ndichitaura kuti ngatisakanganwa kuti nyaya yemaelectoral reform ndo iri pasenda pezvatiri kurwira nokuti tinoziva kuti chero tikabatana but electoral playing field yakaita sezvairi izvi ZANU PF inobira ZANU PF inoti kana tasvika kumaelection ichiita zvayajaira zvokuriga saka ngatimbosafa takakanganwa kuti hongu kubatana tinobatana asi chimwe chinhu chikurukuru chatinofanira kugara tichiziva pfungwa dzedu ndechekuti ngatirambe tichirwisa kuti pave nemareform before next election.
Gibson, I understand Mr. Mushaura is back.
Just 1 second. Let me just read one message. Evela Nkululeko Techa Dube, he writes, I felt sold out in 2008 by Welshman Ngobe. There was no need to support Simba Makoni or Arthur Mutambara. Sometimes the end justifies the means. Mr. Ngobe should have known better, and Mr. Mugabe should be history by now. Kungasenani ngiyabonga kakhulu ngesinqumo lesisithethe. Umnumzana Tsvangirai kumele abe yilo nguye u-presidential candidate. Kodwa kwenziwe enye i-government of national unity ngemva kokhetho. So this guy is saying, let's have a government of national unity after the elections. Maybe if these guys win, you know. So let me come back to you, Mr.
Mchauraya.
So at the end of the day, if you guys are actually resisting this kind of coalition, you know, maybe let me say this work towards a coalition, what else are you going to do? Who's going to vote for you?
A lot of Zimbabweans are going to vote for us. We've moved throughout the country and the support is overwhelming. A lot of people are saying they cannot forget what Joyce Mujuru has done with her colleagues in ZANU PF. So with the level of support that we have, we are confident of a victory.
But before you proceed, there's a problem here. We have seen that some of these, let me call them small parties, if they go into these elections, somebody gets 47 votes. And that's the trend, you know, 47 votes, 78 votes, and ZANU PF gets about 10,000 votes. And you guys will still insist that you are going to win. I think maybe let's face the truth here. You are not going to win, maybe. Let's face it.
No. We are going to win. We are making inroads, and we have got a plan of winning this election of 2018. We are not reading too much into the outcome of the by elections, but we're the main thrust for participating in those by elections is to see how ZANU PF rigs, is to see how we are going to win the next elections. We don't want to play into the hands of ZANU PF by actually showing them our true identity in terms of strength.
Thank you. Please do stay on the line. I think we have a few minutes with Mr. Gutu, but let's introduce Ms. Rita Ndlovu, National Organizing Secretary of the MDC, led by Professor Washman Ngube. Ms. Ndlovu, good evening.
Good evening to you, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. Gibbs,
you can... So, ngasikhangela lapha-ke, siyabona ukuthi selizama ukuthi kube lo manyano othize. Kuthi kulabanye abantu angani bakhonona, kulabanye njalo abathi kuhle kakhulu eselikwenzile. Akusiqephunele mbijana ukuthi uphonge usiqephunela nje usitshele ukuthi okuphakathi kwamfana kugwalo lwe-MOU kuyini.
Yeah,
into qhathekileyo ukubambana kwabantu bebonisana into eyodwa eshupha wonke umuntu. Ngingakakutsheli ukuthi kumele kukhona khona phandle, ngizakutshela ngokuthi mina vele ngi-professional organizing secretary webandla, ngisebenza nabantu, abantu kuphansi bathi kumele abantu babambane basebenze bendawonye. So laba bakhononayo bakhonona besenza okwabo bangakwazi ukuthi bakhonona ngani, ngoba abantu abaningi abayibo abahlupheka abayibo abavota yibo abathi asivuze khona lokhu, so sesikwenzile khona lokhu. Ngibe sembuya ukuthi okumumethele ugwalo ukuthi kuyini ugwalo lumumethe ukuthi usivumelana ukuthi sizabambisana sisebenze ndawonye ekhethweni olulandelayo. Okwangakhe sisivumelana ukuthi sizasebenza ndawonye sibambisana endabeni zethu, yikho kukhona ku-MOU.
Akutsho ukuthi ozaba ngumongameli mbani owangena khona?
Hayi, lokho gasonte ephongukukhulunywa khonapho. Kayinto liyaqala livumelana ukuthi siyavumelana ukuthi sizasebenza ndawonye, lingaqeda khonokho ukuvumelana selizaqalisa ukuthi likhulume ngokuthi kuyini elifuna ukuthi kwenzakale.
Hayi, bamba khonapho ke ungayikhathana Ntombi Ndala. So what Ms. Rita Ndlovu is saying is that, you know, the grassroots, many people down there are saying, please, get together and fight one fight, you know, so that maybe they may remove Zanu-PF from power. So she says not a lot has been agreed, including the presidential kind of candidate that are going to field, and all those other nitty-gritties not yet finalized, but it's some kind of work in progress. So she's really happy about the whole thing.
Let's go to Mr. Gutu. Mr. Gutu, of course, you had a prior engagement, and the contract we signed was only for 10 minutes. But
and
we've gone for
more than 10 minutes already.
So maybe we are in injury time.
Oh, yes,
injury time. Or some referees do. They'll be lifting this sign. Instead of 3 minutes, they'll be like, until Barcelona scores. So the match will go on and on and on. Mr. Good, some analysts are saying that the problem with Zimbabwean politicians is this propensity to split to an extent that they say if you put three Zimbabwean politicians in one room, ask them to form an alliance, if you come back after 2 days, they would have formed five political parties and two non-governmental organizations. You are seeing that there is resistance. And we also understand from our sources that even within your party, even in Mr. Ncube's party, and even in Dr. Mujuru's party, there are already divisions. Some party members are not happy with this coalition. Are we not likely to see the formation of other parties from this attempt to forge an alliance?
Not necessarily the blessing, because, of course, you know that it's a pity that I think the history of politics in Zimbabwe has been such that there's been a plethora of political parties being formed. That's true, which is unfortunate. But I think that if you look at the MOUs, they, like I said, they are actually introductory measures towards the formation of a proper coalition. So, as you know, in any organization, even in a family, you always appreciate that on any issue, sometimes it's not sometimes, but more often than not, it's difficult to get 100% unanimity on anything. Even if you go home and you say, someone says, okay, what are we going to have for dinner? Are we going to have sadza or are we going to have rice? You find that some family members would say, to order sadza, and some would say, to order rice. So it's very rare that you'd find everyone saying, we want sadza all the time. So the same happens in any organization, including political parties. What my point is, it's almost impossible to have 100% unanimity on anything in any organization, in a family, in a church, in business, anywhere you go. But what you have to look at is the interest of the majority. That's why we always talk about what do the majority of the people want. So if the majority says, let's go this way, we go that way. Even if there could be some dissenting voices, but we should be guided by the interests of the majority. So for now, I believe that the overwhelming majority of party members across the various political parties are actually for these for a grand coalition. Mm-hmm. Of course, you will find dissenting voices in all political parties. That is normal and that is expected. But we should go by what the majority want. Because like they say, the majority is never wrong. Mm-hmm. And this is why we have democracy, where we say that a majority should rule. And the minority, if it's there, then it becomes the opposition. But the majority voice at the end of the day. So let's go by what the majority says.
I think on that note, we can say...
I'll put one question.
Maybe... Gibbs wants to pose one question before
just
we
one question.
Go.
You can say yes or no. We are told that Mr. Mokhen Tsvangirai will be filtered as the presidential candidate for this kind of coalition. That's none.
No. I do not want really to preempt the discussions that are happening. So it would be very, I think, unstrategic for me to answer that question to say yes or no. But like I said, this is work in progress. Let's see what happens in the fullness of time, Gibbs. In the fullness of time, it will be emerging who the presidential candidate is going to be.
So it's a half yes. Okay, cheers. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gutu. That there was Mr. Obed Gutu, MDCT spokesperson. Unfortunately, had a prior engagement. Tinemtererwedu weku tanga vamuka magadi. Aiwaisu tirinani tipe upfungwa dzenyu pa zviri kuda kuedzwa kuita nevanopikisa zvekuumba mbatanidzwa.
Zvinoda kuitwa nevanopikisa zvekuda kuvaka mbatanidzwa. Zvinhu zvakanaka chaizvo. Ndinozvitenda ini, asi ndinoona divirana vamuchaura yava mapisha yamuchaura yai. Rinotofisa izvi. Nekuti moziva ZANU PF haisiri nokuopposition iriko ndo zvavanofanira kuziva. Inongomiravo yakapekerera asi ichisapota ZANU PF. Ndozvo zviri kuitika. Vanhu tose vomuZimbabwe takakura tichizva kuti vamwe vari kuzanu, vamwe ndive ZANU PF, vamwe ndivo kuzapu, vamwe ndivo kuzanu ndonga. Ndo zvataiziva tose ndokwatakabva tichienda sendaka ndiri kuzanu PF. Ndokwandakakurira ndikabva ndikaendavo divi randinoda. Saka izvo kuti mai mujuru vakanga vari kuzanu PF, vakanga vari kuzanu PF asi vakasiya, zvakakosha kuti tive navo, nekuti vanotipawo mamwe mastrategy anoitwa nezanu PF, aiitwa nezanu PF avaiziva. Zvakakosha kuti zvimire saizvozvo. Uyezve chinhu chakakosha ndechokuti isu tinoda kuti mitemo yose, constitution yeZimbabwe inyatsokugadziriswa zvakanaka, kwete zvairi kuita zvekuti vanotarisa zvinogona kuita kuti ivo vezanu PF vamire zvakanaka, ndozvokugadzirisa. Zvimwe zvegutsa zvizhinji izvi havanei nazvo. Ndozvatisingadi. Ngavaibatane vanopikisava vorwisa ZANU PF kusvika yabuda. Zvakafanana nekuti 2013 and 14 season umwe haana kukohwa, 2014 and 15 haana kukohwa. Iye zvino vakadana vakadzi vake kubva kuZimbabwe vakavya navo kuno vakati 2016 and 17 hakuna chiri kuhandirimi, akauya kuno mvura ndobva yanayazvo kurevesa chaizvo vandobva vakohwa. Iye ari kuno nemhuri yake vakatorinda kumapuraziso. Havana ndozvakafanana nezvezvi zvatiri kuita maopposition. Ngavabatane vasaora mwoyo, ngaravende vakashinga ZANU ichabva chete, iyo ZANU PF kusvika ivinde pairi ipapo. Vakabatana nena ZAPU vachirwisana nevavengi kusvika vabude vakunda. Ndozvinongofanira kuita maopposition izvo, havani kudzokera sure.
Ngavaimbo
chaicho chaiko.
Mirai timboti vapichauraya vapindure ipapo. Vamuchauraya muri kuzwa zvotaurwa navamhuka izvo. Vamuchauraya muri kweri parina.
Yes, zviri kutaurwa ndevamhuka zvinomake a lot of sense, but ndinoda kuti vazive kuti mubatanidzwa takatogadzira kare mubatanidzwa unonzi code vatangi vainavamujuru vakaramba vari kunze kwe this coalition. Nasi ndio pava kuita this thing yahari kuti MOU ine makondens asiri kunyatsozikanwa manzu pachero vaguto havasi kuziva kuti iyo MOU yacho makondens acho akamira sei ndosaka vachiti it's work in progress. Saka atikwanisi kuti titi mubatanidzwa katogadzira kare tobva taita undermine that. Ndoza zvinoreva kuti toita mubatanidzwa code tobva taita tawita undermine by means of this MOU. I think we need to understand this. We can't undermine the progress that we've already made. We've gone into those things.
Vamuka, mungade kupindura kana kutaura renyu rekupedzisira tichitore vamwe vateereri.
Yana vamutaura yai ndikada kuitarisa kubva pavakabva kuna vabiti vachimanya uku vakabva zvechisimba simba zvokuda kuhwa kuti vanoda kutora chigaro ndobva vamanya vakafuma yavo renewal vasati vapedzerana vachiri kutaurana nemamwe maparties vachiri kutaurana kuti toda kuti tiite mubatanidzwa vakamanya zvakachavakuita nonzi koti vamanya vadova kutungamira mberi vavakuda navo mapato ane vanhu kuti uyai mutijoine. Zvinova zvokuti titsoti chana vamuchauraya hazvina kumbonaka izvozvo zvokuti munoda kudzosera vanhu sure. Itaurira naye moenda step by step kuti zvokuti munojamba kubva paladha munobva pamusorosoro muchiowira pasi munoburuka step zvikamasvika pasi kamuchikwira mukwira step zvikamasvika pamusoro kwete zvana vamuchaura zvokuti vanouruka kuda kutame vanoda kuvhiringidza vana vamuchauraya ndo zviripo zvandakaona.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka vamhuka. Vanofanira kuziva kuti code yaisainirwa mapublic places vanhu vachibvunzwa vanhu vachinzwa document racho tichiita misangano kwete zvichi hwande hwande zvekunzwa kuti nhasi kuri kutosainwa chakati nhasi kuri kusainwa nanhingi mangwana kuri kutosainwa nanhingi. Izvozvi tinoziva kuti code itori neleadership inozikanwa kuti ine rotational leadership zvinhu zvinotozikanwa but muMOU mukuti uzoziva kuti mukuru weMOU ndiani hapana anonoziva chinongozikanwa chete ivenyu nemasignatories.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, let's bring in Ms. Ndlovu and then we go to the next call.
Siye kunkosazana Ndlovu uyazwela lapha abantu bayakhuluma Ntombendala. Vakhuluma vanye vakusola umuchaurayo vamuzwa kuti loku okwenziwayo ungani kakuthande kangako. So ke akukhulume sibili ufake sobala ukuthi pho njengoba kulabanye abantu abangani abakuthande kangako lokhu okwenzakalayo liza kwenza njani ukuthi abantu begcina bengena ebhaskitini yeni le.
Ngiyakuzwa sibili Gipsi, kodwa umuchaurayo ukhuluma into engayisiyo. Ngoba nxa ulandelela indaba eziphuma eZimbabwe lapha upresident wakhe uTendayibiti kumbe uManguma angakwazi ukuthi ukuyiphi iphathi uTendayibiti uhambe uke wakhuluma ngaphambilini wathi yena umuntu omela athungamelele kukhwalishini ngoba uModeni uTsvangirai. Kube kanti ku-MU yona leyo ungumuntu ohamba esikolo i-MOU ayisikho ukuthi abantu babe bevumelane ukuthi mbani ozaba ngupresident. Babe bevumelane ukuthi sizasebenza ndawonye. Bebavumelana ukuthi sizasebenza ndawonye sebeza kwenza kauthi ekusebenzeni kwethu ndawonye sizayenza lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. So lokhu akukhulumayo ukhuluma into engayisiyo ayaziyo futhi mhlophe azama ukuyiphikisa kodwa ingaphikiseki njengathi thina abanye saqalisa ibandla le-MDC siqalisa lelo bandla labantu lokho befisa ukuthi ngabani siyabuyela kuwona lona umumo okhona ngo-1999 umumo weza wonke umuntu wavota khathesi kunje abantu silabantu thina abangavotiyo ikakhulu uhlangothi loleleleyo emathebelelendi abantu kabasayi kuvota ngendaba zokuthi zinengi izinto abazisolayo ukuthi amabandla indaba amabandla lokhu eshephunana yethi bona balani balo hlupho. So abantu bathi besizwa ngale into eyenzakalayo abantu bonke mina engihlangana labo bathi khona it's a
a right step in the right direction in a lane's way. Nobuza is the one who moon to other than Chubunjo to vote in your vote and we have a was good to vote and even the early load. Kolokuti, even our party, our 17 or our 39 opposition. Njalo uhulumende thina silwa la uhulumende lwalo le strategy zokuthi vele
So what you are saying is that people like Mr. Mchaura, they are dancing out of tune. He says, you know, this is the appropriate time to actually go for such kind of an alliance. And he says that, you know, people have been demanding this kind of arrangement for a long time. And since the formation of the MTC, people have been wanting to go this direction. And we went on to say that there's some people in Matabeleland who are no longer voting because of the, you know, silliness of the opposition parties that they always want to go it alone. Like what I said when I was talking to Mr. Mchaura, there's a general trend. Some opposition parties get about 75 votes, you know, in important elections. So maybe she's saying something that is qualitative.
Regai chitore mwemtereri mkoma Donald Magadini.
Ndiripo mkoma blessing makasimba here.
Aiwa tirina ndipiwe kumbwazi.
Anya pila makati.
Ndofara chaizo.
Ah boni sona ngisitari bo.
Mkoma Donald nyari mdaro mainzi kwa ndi kuti vano pikisa vavaidze kuita chirwirangwe. Munoona se.
Ya ndiona sokuti zvangu idanho rakanaka ravatora maopposition parties kuti vabatane but chatinongoda ndeche kuti tisakwira bhazi rakaponja kare mukutaurirana kwavanenge vachiita mungavanyadze kujekeserana pakutanga ndezvati iri ibridge yavaka iri kutanga hwaro huku foundation iyi saka mukuzotaurirana kwatanga vagare vabudirana pachena kuti tichazozvifambisa sei kumberi nekuti hachatingazoti ndechekuti vanozoita imwe split tafunga kuti tafamba nhanho nhina mberi tozodzokera dzakanyanya kuwanda kumashure ndezvatisingazodi nokuti ndezvati panogona kuita mutauro ende hafa mhunya yakuwandisa paengagement yavo ngavaite mapati mashoma bozi akawandisa navamwe vanhu mapati asinakana nevanhu ka panozokonzera mutauro pamberi apa vamwe vava kuti izvi hatichazodi zokonzera noizi ende mozati kana zvinhu zvakakonzera noizi zavatowadzi kuti tichisvika ndopamozoona zvano yewiki zanupf yachitonga futi ndezvatisingadi ngavanyatsokuita vana vaguti hatizava tinovatemba chaizvo vana vaguti kuti kana varimo imomomo asi ngavangogara vabvumirana paku ronga kwavo kwavari kuita ikoko tazokonzera mutauro tavatowadzi kuti tava kusvika pa ndopamoramba muchiona yeuibva ichingoramba ichitonga nenyi tinenge ichitova machanzis iwayo nokuti mukati mamapati mo mune vamwe maagenti avo futi kusakangamwa izvezvo izanu iyoyo inenge ichitumba vamwe vanhu mukati imomo mumapati ari kuti amubatanidzwa kana tatowadzi mogona mumwe munhu wobvonyongora kuti akakuramba zvimwe zvinhu maakutanga kuwaze noizi takuzokera kumashure saka tachingokumbira kuti
tinotenda zvikuru
kuvaite zvinhu vakachenjera izvozvo kuti chakambotati vanhu vabopikisana kumashure kuchii ngavachigadzirise
tinotenda zvikuru kuvadonald
akangogara achingovako saka vazogadzirisa here nhasi kuti hapachizorina kumwe kupokana nokuti mukatisa mapati ose avatanawo akanga achingova pati one mukasitarisaranguyanaizvuizvaiyanga iri zanu asi chii chakamboita kuti vambopatsanurana kare chazogadziriswa here zvekuti hazvizokonzeri imwe mutauro mberi
tinotenda mukoma Donald Regai chitore vamwe vateereri asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi
mugotitsvakirawo mukoma chafa kumhondoroko ndo vamwe muteereri wedu handichazivi kuti zvakafamba sei
aiwa tinovatsvaga tonzwa kuti vari kuti kudii
orit mugoma
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald mutsigiri mukuru wechirongwa chedu chelive talk Gibbs
ndo munuzana ke Elliot Ncube lapha ecingwane usezimbabwe baba Ncube uchona njani
Ntonile uchona njani kwa?
Ha nyachona kuhle sibili singazi wena khona ngapha.
Atikanga dayelihle.
Ye, sizwile sibili ukuthi sokulotshelwane isivumelwano lapho Ncube Welshman kuzobuya uMorgan Tsvangirai sokuzobuya noNkosazana uMjuru, uNkosikazi uMjuru. So ke akutsho ukuthi wena ukubona njani khona?
Lapha kumele ukuthi siunanzelele ukuthi isibanga esesikuso isibanga esiqansileyo kakhulu sikhangele njalo ukuthi sisuka emva le emveni kwethu sisukela khonale kubondabaningi wonkomo obudodi burongo kuze kuyofika isibanga sokuthi sibe naye umkhokheli esilaye kathesi umgaki singabali undabani. Mhm. Kathesi sesizosifika esibangeni sokuthi sidiba lo Joyce Mjuru osesiqoqa ukuthi sihlangane sibe ngabantu abazathi sikhelele ibandla oselithiye kathesi yathi nini.
Mhm.
Okungenza ngikhulume ngakho ngithi uJoyce Mjuru ikhangela ukuthi khona ubani akuna muntu esingambeza sithi thina ulo okumele kuthiwe ngoqophe lokhu.
Mm-hmm.
Ngoba akekho okuthiwa uzamela abe ngokuqala kumbe abe ngokugcina. Okuphakathekileyo ukuthi khona sivumenini ukuthi umanyano wabantu sawube khona sikhuphelele ibandla elikhona ukuphisipisi lobo ungabe ukhona ukuthi ngangubani asinandaba nakho. Ngibuyele-ke njalo kakhulu kulo umunye uTsvangirai. Sibakhangela bonke nje isibaya sinye. UTsvangirai ngiyamkhumbula mina engukhokheli khona ngale ngakuzalo. Njengoba esinye isikhulumise sikhuluma ngokuthi uwesilele ukwenza kwakhe ukuthi isikhathini esiningi ngabe emathebelenzeni ukuphatha something esinxa ukuthi uqala ulutho kumele kube ngolandelayo. Sasiyekele mini khona lokho sibamba nemini sonke sikhelele ibamba elikhona siyekelele ngeke kokeli eyabe ikhona ngapha ite yaba phakathi kwabo lapha kathi sibe ngu-50 kuba kwesibanga esingakwani unyaka sesilama-50 political parties afonywe ngabantu abadinga ukuthi bona bathi bona bangabaqali ukuthi basifundele ukuthi
kuyini
ngoba yi-cola politics le
aloaaiyana
okuthiwa kuyabanjwana ngezandla ngasibabili.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ncube,
zama ukubeka kube sobala kakhulu.
Yes.
Akusimenze sikuba ukhali sibu.
Le phone yakho sikiliza Ncube. Sasikuzwile le phone sikiliza baba.
Ke lokhu okukhona ukukhulula khulu.
Yeah, hayi cha
ukukhona umkhosi kanye
yes. Siyabonga Ncube baba ukuthi ifoni yenu singani sikiliza, so asalizwa kuhle. Yes, ifoni ingani besikiliza baba. Ngiyakunika 10 seconds sibili tuqede sikhulumile siloko esikhathi eside. Just 10 seconds bokuvala kulapho, 10 seconds kuphela.
Ngiyathumela kakhulu umbiko wami, ngiyacela kakhulu ukuthi ngaba siyazwelana sizame ukuthi simanyane nje sivumelaneni sonke ukuthi sibambane sikhuphe lokho siza kuthi siyobanga ubukhokheli lokuphambili.
Hawu usuqedile, futhifakele isando sibili. Siyabonga Ncube baba.
Siyabonga
baba, sibongele kakhulu. So all right, Mr. Ncube was saying that unity, he says, is very critical and very important to have that kind of unity. And he says, you know, there is this myth that, you know, there are some people from Matabeleland who always sell out. You know, he says, selling out to who? Because at the end of the day, he says, Welshman Ncube is not a sellout, like what some people are claiming. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, let people do what is right this time around.
Regai tiende kune mwe muteriri, tina mkoma John. Magadi mkoma John.
Mkoma blessing, magadi ini.
Aiwa, tiripo edu, tipeo pungwa zenyu.
Pungwa zangu yumini, tiripo kuona kukuti. Kosei iwo wano, ala, chiramba la chingo, udakuramba la chingo yi ndamberi wa shidaro. Kwa kana wabuda nyango wari mpati mawano, waka bagu dara la chingo yi tasa, ito yi chonga wane wa mwe wangu. Vozo dana hasi kuramba la chingo yi nda, kana wapeza wa wadi kuzorore. Wai wapu nadi kuzorora. Bela zoro la wakareja wa mwechime. Sasa tino wana ndese kuti iyo MDC pachayo. Ndino nase kuti ipati ya kasimba, ipati ya lamu. Ndiyo pati ya kamerizamu nwese. Awo wari kusimba, wachiri kusitelera. Anditi maona. Sezezi wa mwetaka mbira kure. Taka wana wati hai. Izi beta tingo tena. Zokutara sana masiso. Asikupinda mchirongwa tino pinda we. Ndikisinda kupakumwa. Nda wana se kuti ni MDC pachayo saye. Yana isinda fani lukure merwa. Nukuti ndo wana kuti inga tozikanga ni isa kuwa ni waka wanda. Nukuti ndo wana kuti wana wari kuto chiringika na ayo. Isa gamchela zime. Ipati ya kasimba sukuti muno wese ndriku wana sukuti ari kutelera MDC yache ya Morgan Tsvangirai. Saka zwa ya wakuto ita isi. Kwa to wakuto rewa kuto tipe. Ya wakuto iyo ino. Iyo wakuru wacho wano funga sukuti kudazi nye nambu kana wakabati nene wangu. Wakuto zikanga ni isa sukuti wana pa wano enda. Plus zano PF. Mungai dini aku nazo ndino wana zo kuti zinaiti kapa izo zani mwona kwa Belgium yaka Buddha ichi Belgium yaka regira yaka ngoji uye kuzoidini kuzoita uozo nweda kuitu wane China saka zungo zungo pesira zaenda kunani kunana nikufu nana aribeni manases ndozo zungo kwa zungo pesira zaenda kuko kwa za ndisi kumbo wona chikonzero chukuti MDC yare nerwa neide yango zumiri za iri hiyo nevanu vayo kana chikona zinokona because zano zizia hapa zoto tarza kuti zese zirguzo itwa izuka zano pio zino ngubuda nyango za hotel wana vanu watatu ichango uina anditi maona
ndo maona angu ini zote da zguru mkoma John
mewa mirawari eka kizoso but blessing kwa njiza ndiri kudao ndo chepuda muna ma program za kawanda izuzu wa mwetaka vanesi joseve ni jitanga ende takambo iroho egwa kuiterera chaiko chaiko saka kajinzi tinofona tinozama kubapa jitanga tina mbufoni ino dero sometimes marino mbopera nakambo pindu kwa nungu wana zimuru kushika ndo kisa kuna mazelas Hakuye ndesi koko, ndi ndaka ngubata phone. Kusikira ndape perewa ni airtime.
Hai wala, tuita.
Kwanza utifonira. Saka atuwa na nukukua mchirongo cha chazu. Pani zume zimoto didarika, zume za chetu zito zi, hata kata zisa nama zito. Patito mzwa zitoro wana padili.
Hai wa mkuma John, next time chaza kutiti kufonere, nekuti zimengua nari zacho zinenge zichiti nitsi. Saa nasi matuita manza, nekuti, mafona
kufunda nikachine kwa because ya gamchirwa phone zuro yaka gamchirwa daruhiri kana rutatu padindani singanzwa nini ya
eh ai wamsaure moyo tinofara zvikuru kana kuti tsigira
handiori hangu but varipo pandinozovora pakuti dzimwe napo zvimwe zvinhu zvinenge zviri so important kwa ndio nasi kuti mimi munoita hose kuti munongotsvaka vanhu vamunongotaura navo ndivavo kuti ma analysts vanani vanani ivo saka ivanhu chaivo vamwari muti
Hai watu, tunotenda, tunongo sangalisa ma-analyst, tichizuko zinge zifungo wane wa mwanu, tichingo na.
Kirima analyst, wanyalisu.
Hai watu, apana chaka ipa. Tichaza kukufondera mkoma John Tombo Town.
Hai, sakata kai. Kiroka nifondera kwa sikapu, wako, kiroka kwa hivyo mwongo nifondera.
Hai watu, apana chaka ipa.
Zimu, zante, nisida uti, nidi. Nidi, tichari,
Hai watu, tunotenda, zikuru. John there. One of our listeners is saying at one time he was even beaten up for listening to Studio 7, but he has never stopped. But his complaint is that, sometimes he tries to get in touch with us and he does not get any response. Sometimes the phones are a problem or, the volume is just too much. But of course, we'll try to reach out to all the callers. Sometimes, of course, it can be very difficult. But he is thinking that the MDC can go it alone. It has no problems at all. That's his view. Maybe let's go to
So before I go there, Apostle meeting, we need a great coalition to achieve change in 2018. But we need to ensure a change in ZEC and the electoral process. I think overall people are talking about ZEC and the COVID and all those kind of things. So ngibuye kuwe ke Ntombendala ukona Nkosazana Ndlovu. Uyangizwa mama? Nkosazana Ndlovu uyangizwa?
Mr. Mshaura?
Okay, unfortunately, there is a problem with that line. We'll try to get back to Ms. Jovu. Mr. Mshaura? Mr. Mshaura?
Yes, Ndakaterera.
Okay. Now, Mr. Mchora, what is happening? Because you are insisting that, you know, there is already court, so there is no need to form a coalition. So are we likely to see one coalition involving Mujuru, Tsvangirai, Ncube, and whoever joins them, and another one featuring, of course, Mr. Mangoma, and then fighting ZANU-PF, like three presidential candidates? Is that what you are planning to do, since you are saying you cannot work with the likes of Maimjuru?
Yes, certainly we cannot work with the likes of Maimjuru, because the idea is not to remove ZANU-PF for the sake of removing ZANU-PF. We are trying to do away with the ZANU-PF system. Mm-hmm. If we replace ZANU-PF by ZANU-PF elements, it means we are not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So as RDZ, we are saying no to that. That's why we are saying those with blood on their hands cannot be part of this system or cannot be part of this equation. Those who are responsible for the demise of our country cannot be part of the solution. That is the RDZ position. If they want, they can be on the sidelines of the whole thing, and they will stand trial for that, for their role during the Kukurahunde and all these other atrocities they committed.
Mm-hmm. But are you not falling in the same trap like we saw in Gambia, for example, when obviously Jammeh was on his way out and the opposition started saying we are going to arrest him and try him for war crimes, and the country nearly degenerated into a civil war, yet ECOWAS was not intervened?
Yeah, we have got mechanisms of trying to stop that, but we are going to arrest all those who committed some crimes against humanity, those who were looting diamonds in Marange, those who killed people during Kukurahunde, the likes of Joyce Mjuru, the likes of
Mr. Mshaura. Mr. Mshaura.
We are going to try those people.
Mr. Mshaura.
Those people must stand trial.
Mr. Mshaura, I think these are just allegations, so it's good to say who are alleged to have, because you know, we are not a court of law, so we can't say so and so did this. It's just an allegation, and let's put it like that.
Yeah, I know you're trying to maintain a clean record, but anyway.
No. I mean, that is basic. That is basic journalism.
We know who are killing people.
Yes, you might know, of course, but even if, you know, I'm to murder someone,
until
I stand trial.
Who was the commander of the Zimbabwe National Army during Kukurahunde?
You know
that person. It is in the public domain. We can't run away from that.
Yes, Mr. Mshaura.
Number two in ZANU-PF when 400 MBC supporters were killed in 2008. That person was Joseph.
Okay, Mr.
So
Mshaura.
She can't be saved today.
Mr. Mshaura, that's for the courts to decide. We are not even a kangaroo court. But anyway, let's go to Bora Msango. Unfortunately, Mkoma Bora Msango Muribo. Ndiye vaita mutereri wedu kupedzisira nhare yacho inenge yati netsei, but of course we want to end it here. We want to thank Mr. Pishai Mchauraya, spokesperson Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, Mr. Obed Gutu, spokesperson MDCT, and also Ms. Rita Ndlovu, National Organizing Secretary of the MDC, led by Professor Washman Ncube. Thank you to our callers, our viewers, our listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.